While motion pictures may be getting snipped for foul language, as far as we know, no service exists to remove those obvious on-screen product plugs that dot the cinematic landscape. Whether it's Meg Ryan sipping Starbucks or Keanu Reeves running past a McDonald's, movies as billboards are big business. And commentator Lenore Scanese warns us the phenomena has spread to this side of the silver screen.
They may look carefree, but they are here on a mission. Infiltrating, blending in, bent on destroying the very fabric of American life. Terrorists? Nope. Tourists. Fake ones, that is, unleashed by Sony Ericsson. You'll find them at the country's top sightseeing stops, looking dorky and asking strangers to please take their picture. Do they really want a snapshot of themselves? Not at all. Do they want us to try the new Sony T68i camera/cellphone, a vital gadget if ever there was one? Uh-huh. That's the whole point. They're shills. Welcome to the brave new world of covert marketing. That's really what it's called. In this particular campaign, according to the Sony marketing department, fake tourists will be sharing the bill with leaners. Leaners, yes. Ask anyone in advertising, and you'll learn that leaners have been around for at least a decade. Attractive people paid by a company to lean into the crowd at a bar and order a particular product. Don't you love the new Vodka X? A leaner will enthuse. It's triple filtered, so you don't get a hangover. Bartender, how about a round of triple filtered X brand vodka for my new friends? Sony's leaners will be puttering with the camera phone in popular bars, chatting it up with anyone duped by their prepaid, professionally scripted, fake as silicone spontaneity. Why are advertisers doing this? Well, they really think they have to. Between channel surfing, ad clutter, and new technologies that edit out TV spots, they're worried that traditional marketing just isn't working anymore. So they're looking at sneak attacks and shills and pretending something is grassroots when it isn't. Everything is marketing. There's only one problem with this approach, of course. When everything can be faked, from tourists to catalog purchases to bar room friendship, we can't believe in anything anymore, except the fact that we're probably being sold.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.